So I want to look at the scriptures this morning in Romans 8. We'll finish up Romans next week with that famous verse of Romans 8:28. But today I want to look at Romans 8 and verses 18 through 27. Hear God's word that is recorded in the New Living Translation. The subtitle to this particular part of scripture is called The Future Glory. Hear God's word. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory that he will give us later. For all creation is waiting eagerly for the future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Against its will, everything on earth was subject to God's curse. And you think about, what was that curse? Well, when Adam and Eve sinned and sin came into the world, not only did it affect us as humans, it also affected creation, affected the plants. That's why plants even eventually die. That was of the curse. But if you notice, especially a lot of the plants, once they die, then the season comes around and they come back up. And that's the way God created us. That gives us that hope. It says all creation anticipates a day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. And even we Christians, although we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory, it also moans to be released from pain and suffering. We all are born with the Holy Spirit. You hear people talking about being filled with the Spirit. You were filled with the Spirit from the day of your creation. It's just that we have a tendency sometimes not to let the Holy Spirit come up and be a part of our life. We, for some reason, want to stuff it, basically. And even we as Christians give a full taste of the future glory, also groan to be released from pain and suffering. We too wait anxiously for that day when God will give us our full rights as his children, including the new bodies that he has promised to us. We, now that we are saved, we eagerly look forward to this freedom. For if you already have something, you don't need to hope for it. We already have that beautiful promise of the future glory. We don't have to hope for it. It's our hope. It's the blessed hope that has been given to us by God. But if we look forward to something that we don't have yet, we must wait patiently and confidently. God's word for the people of God. Thanks be to God.